Let's be honest for a second. How many of you have set goals earlier in the year, and then as the year progresses, you've kind of drifted away from trying to achieve it? And this happens all the time. We see this with people that take out gym contracts. It's probably the biggest one that happens at the beginning of the year. But those New Year's resolutions that we make, that we're going to stop this, we're going to start this. And then as the year progresses, we slowly start to drift away from it. Well, the truth behind it is it's not that you don't have the ambition to accept that you need to do the activities. It's not that ambition that's not getting you to achieve that goal. The truth is, you've actually lacked a level of connection between that long-term vision, that goal that you want to achieve, and the daily activities that you do every single day. You see, when you set up a strong goal, and you have what we like to refer is have a relationship with that goal. The only way you can have a relationship with something is you've got to do activities every single day. If you lose that connection, you start to drift away. So the big question that I want to ask you is, what's one thing that you could do today that by doing it is going to build that relationship with that goal even stronger? What's that one thing that you could do today that could build that relationship, that could make you have that stronger relationship with that goal? Now, this is something that happens to all of us. We all have these ambitious goals in life. We all want to achieve them, but we just don't. So the big question that comes out is, how do we go about and making sure that we successfully achieve these goals? Now, as a coach, I work with this daily with my clients. I try and assist them not only to obtain the clarity of the goal, because that's step one. If you don't have that clarity, it's very difficult to head towards it. But once you've got that clarity, is to start to reverse engineer and break it down to those daily actions. And then it's to be held accountable to those daily actions so that they become habits. When they become habits, achieving those goals just becomes something natural. And you'll start achieving more and more goals over time. So now, what I've shared with my clients, I'm going to share with you today. And I've got three tips. Each one of these tips is strategic in how to achieve that particular goal on an ongoing basis. So the first tip, and this was shared with me a while ago, I was always an individual that would think of a goal and say, right, that's my goal, that's what I'd like to achieve. And then I would set out on the activities to go and achieve that goal. And sometimes I achieved them and sometimes I didn't. But really, what was so important about setting these particular goals was having that clarity, as I mentioned, with the clients. But there's a bigger clarity we need to understand. It's a clarity of almost believing in yourself that you can actually achieve a goal that's bigger than what you've actually put in front of you. You see, the very first tip that I want to share with you is I want you to start thinking long term. And I want you to start thinking with an expanded possibility. It's not just the goal. What does that goal look like if you 3x it? What does that goal look like if you 5x it? What does that goal look like if you 10x it? You see, when we make that goal so much bigger, yes, it becomes scary. I'm not going to say it's going to become scary. But the truth is, we actually underestimate what we can do to achieve that particular goal. You see, in 5 years, lots can happen. In 3 years, huge things can actually happen. So when we make these big goals, they sound scary now, but it's not to achieve it now. It's to achieve it in the future. It's taking that long-term thinking, making that goal even bigger, and actually moving it into an expanded possibility. So you multiply that goal out and set it as a milestone in the future. That's the outcome that I'm wanting to achieve. Now, when we are thinking like that and we make it this big goal and we realize this is not a goal to achieve today. This is a goal I'd like to achieve in 5 years' time. It actually starts to lower the pressure to achieve that goal. I've still got plenty of time. I can do it. I know that this is a procrastination method, but what it does is it removes the pressure. There's not the strain that I have to achieve it. It actually sets us up in a more relaxed state, which is so important because to achieve a goal, we have to have that positive mindset in order for us to accept that we can do it. So we need to remove any kind of levels of fear or negativity in our actual minds. So when we take this goal, put it in the future, make it a bit bigger. Don't make it ridiculously big, but make it big that actually excites you. But then realize that that's the goal not to achieve today, but that's the goal to achieve in 5 years' time. You see, when we start expanding this possibility, we actually start thinking bigger. We say, okay, that's in 5 years. So now in 5 years, I know that I need to do X, Y, and Z. And this leads me into the second tip. The second tip is when we take that big goal and we look at it and we go, how do we achieve it? I can't achieve it at once. We need to what we call reverse engineer it. We need to look at that goal and say, all right, it is at 5 years. This is what it looks like. What does that goal look like at 3 years? This is reverse engineering it. What does that goal look like in 1 year? What does that goal look like in a quarter? What does that goal look like at the end of this month? What does that goal look like at the end of the week? What does that goal look like at the end of today? What does that goal look like with the actions that I've got to do right now? You see, when we take that big goal, and it might be scary, but when we take that big goal and we don't have the pressure that we've got to achieve it today, and we then take tip two and we reverse engineer it into smaller, call it milestones, that we know that if we hit the milestone for today, or if we hit the milestone for the week or the month, we're on track. Now, sometimes it's simply just dividing it into, well, it's 5 years. What does it look like in 3 and 1 year? Take it, divide it by 5, and there we go. There we've got those. It's if there's a metric involved. But sometimes when we start reverse engineering it, we can see things like this. It might be something where you say, in 5 years' time, I want to pay off my car, or I want to buy a brand new car. Let's use that as an example. I want to buy a brand new car, but I want to pay it off cash. Well, that's in 5 years. In 3 years, well, I need to make sure that I have probably around about 70 to 80% of that cash available. In a year, well, I need to make sure that I've saved maybe 20%. And I've put it away into an account. In a quarter, I could be thinking to myself, I need to make sure I actually have a bank account that's prepared and ready for that savings. And I know that I need to have X amount in that account. In a month, it could be the process of saying, I need to go through to the bank to open that account. And I need to make sure that I get it. You see, when we start to reverse engineer it, we start thinking in a different light. You will actually note that I wanted to buy a car cash, but my 1 month goal, my 1 month milestone was to open a bank account. You see how these little steps put into a line starts to help to get you to those particular goals. And that's what tip two is all about. It's about reverse engineering that goal right down to a daily action. So it goes from 5 years to 3 years to 1 year to one quarter to 1 month to 1 week to 1 day. You can even go 1 hour, but I would say to right now. That's where you start to see the magic coming into it. Now, once you've got it down to those daily actions, you're actually now starting to have a relationship because you know that one little activity today, it's actually the right activity. By doing that activity, it's actually moving you closer. And you just need to repeat that every single day. And you'll find that the momentum starts to grow. And this then puts us into the third tip that I want to share with you. Because once we've established those daily activities. Those daily activities could almost be absorbed into your normal general day activities, which means today I've got excitement and I do it, and tomorrow I remember it. Next day, I've kind of forgotten about it. Next week, what was that action that I needed to do? You see, if we don't put that into our calendar and highlight it, make sure that it's bigger than everything else, that it's actually a big rock. It's something that becomes our one thing. It could take us 10 minutes to do. It could take us 5 minutes to do. It could take us an hour to do. But the whole key to number three is protecting that particular priority, protecting that one thing, that one daily action. Sometimes it's two actions, but protecting that daily action. How do we protect it? Well, we need to make sure that it's in our calendar, because it's our calendar that takes control of us. We look at our calendar, we see what we need to do, and we might even have calendars that get filled up by third parties. So if we don't put it in our calendar, it's just going to be filled up with everything else. So we need to make sure that we put it in our calendar, and we need to protect it. We need to make sure that we don't delete it in any way. It doesn't get overlapped. In fact, I say this with all my clients. When you find that daily activity and you put it in your calendar, what you're actually doing is you're actually setting up an appointment with yourself. And when you set up an appointment with yourself, well, the chances of you doing it are much higher than just a random name or title in the actual calendar itself. So by setting up that appointment with yourself, you're really starting to protect it, because nobody can overlap it. They can't double book. When somebody phones you and says, hey, by the way, I'd like to have an appointment with you tomorrow at 10 o'clock, you can look at your calendar and go, wait a minute, at 10 o'clock, I've got an appointment with myself. Sorry, Mr. Client, I've actually got an appointment at 10 o'clock. Can we make it at 11 o'clock? You see, you earn that right to be in control. And this is that simple step that starts to build the relationship with that goal as you're going forward. So you need to protect it. You need to schedule it. You need to make sure that nobody deletes it. You see, when we want to take that big goal and we want to really achieve it, don't rely on the ambition. Don't rely on inspiration or motivation. What you've got to do is you've got to have a system in place. And this system is what we call goal setting to the now. That's it. Goal setting to the now. Set your goal. Don't make it small. Make it something worthwhile. Make it something that's bigger. Make sure that you've actually got something that can really take it to another level. And then once it's at that particular level, you then look at it and go, right, now that I've got this big goal, I realize I don't have to achieve it today. I only have to achieve it in 5 years' time. I want to reverse engineer it. So what does it look like in 3, 1 year, 1 quarter, 1 month, bringing it right down to 1 week, 1 day, today, right now? What does it actually look like? What does that action actually look like? And once we've identified it, we take that action and we put it in our calendar and we protect it. We make sure that it is not deleted. We make sure that it's not replaced. In fact, we make sure that it starts to become a habit. Every single day, you tick it off. I've done it. We know it takes roughly on average 66 days to form a habit. Well, once you know that particular habit, you can put it in and you do it every single day. And after 66 days, on average, you're going to be starting to feel, hey, I can do this on an ongoing basis. It's these simple steps that helps you to build this relationship with your particular clients. And this is what takes everything to the next level. I'm wanting you to look at your goals. And if you don't have clarity, don't hesitate to reach out to me and I can help you to get that clarity. Because without that clarity, Well, you can't reverse engineer it. You can't have a relationship with something that you don't know. So you've got to have that clarity. Once you've got that clarity, just follow those three steps. Make it big. But put it out to about 5 years, what it looks like. Because I can tell you now, you're underestimating what you can achieve. Make it big. Number two, reverse engineer it. Bring it all the way down to what it looks like right now. And then take that activity. Number three, put it in your calendar, protect it, guard it to make sure that you can actually do it every single day to become a habit. We want you to achieve your goals. And it's not difficult. It's just having a system. And it's the system that we call goal setting to the now. Now, I wanted to share this quote because this actually came from the author of The One Thing. And he actually had this in his office. I've used this in so many of my training sessions. He took a picture of it and we shared. And I thought, this is such a great way. He actually states, and it's Gary Keller. He actually states, until your one thing is done, everything else is a distraction. And that is just so true. If you just think of those particular words, until your one thing, that priority, that activity that you've put into your calendar, until that is done, everything else is a distraction, because it's the distractions that overlap your life. It's the distractions that are preventing you from achieving your particular goals. I want you to achieve your goals. I want you to live that life by design. So, out of this particular session, I want you to take just one thing. Take one thing from this particular session and implement it. Put it into your calendar today and say, you know what? I know what my goals are. I know it's big. Well, then the one thing is reverse engineer it. Spend 20, 30 minutes, reverse engineer it so that you can identify what it needs to be right now. If you need help with that process, as I said, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can see the actual address at the bottom. Reach out to me so I can help you to do that. Because I don't want you to live with distractions. I want you to achieve that one thing. Eliminate those distractions so that you can focus going forward. Remember, learning, it creates awareness. Where actions, they create results. I will see you in the next session. Cheers for now.
You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.